her voice had filled with pride that sounded alarmingly close to insanity.
"My Mordred, do you hear me?"
"Oh, yes," Susanna said, "I hear. And you're actually going to go trotting right to those who've made it their business to pull down the tower, aren't you? They call you come."
She paused, then finished with deliberate softness.
"And when you get to them, they'll take your chap and thank you very much, and then send you back into the soup you came from."
"Nay, I shall have the raising of him, for so they have promised."
Mia crossed her arms protectively over her belly. "He's mine. I'm his mother, and I shall have the raising of him."
"Girl, why don't you get real? Do you think they'll keep their word, them? How can you see so much and not see that?"
Susanna knew the answer, of course. Motherhood itself had deluded her.
"Why would they not let me raise him?"
Mia asked shrilly.
Who better than Mia, who was made for only two things, to bear a son and raise him?"
"But you're not just you," Susanna said. "You're like the children of the Kala, and just about everything else my friends and I have run into along the way. You're a twin, Mia. I'm your other half, your lifeline. You see the world through my eyes and breathe through my lungs. I had to carry the chap because you couldn't, could you? You're as sterile as the big boys, and once they've got your kid, their A-bomb of a breaker, they'll get rid of you if only so they can get rid of me."
"I have their promise," she said.
Her face was downcast, set in its stubbornness.
"Turn it around," Susanna said. "Turn it around, I beg. If I were in your place and you in mine, what would you think if I spoke of such a promise?"
"I tell you to stop your blabbering tongue."
"Who are you, really? Where in the hell did they get you? Was it like a newspaper ad you answered? Surrogate mother wanted, good benefits, short term of employment? Who are you, really?"
"Shut up!"
Susanna leaned forward on her haunches. This position was ordinarily exquisitely uncomfortable for her, but she'd forgotten both her discomfort and the half-eaten pokeberry in her hand.
"Come on," she said, her voice taking on the rasping tones of Detta Walker. "Come on and take off your blindfold, honey bunch, just like you made me take off mine. Tell the truth and spit in the devil's eye. Who the fuck are you?"
"I don't know,"
Mia screamed. And below them, the jackals hidden in the rocks screamed back. Only their screams were laughter.
"I don't know. I don't know who I am. Does that satisfy?"
It did not. And Susanna was about to press on and press harder when Detta Walker spoke up. 5. This is what Susanna's other demon told her.
"Baby doll, you need to think about this a little, seem to me. She can't. She's stone dumb. Can't read, can't cipher more than just a little. Ain't been to Morehouse, ain't been to no house. But you have, Miss Odetta Holmes, been to Columbia, la-di-da, the gem of the ocean. Ain't we just so fine? You need to think about how she pregnant, for one thing. She say she done fucked Roland out of his jizz, then turned male into the demon of the ring and shot it into you, and then you carrying it, you tossing all those nasty things she made you eat down your throat. So where's she in all this now? That what Detta like to know. How come she's sitting there pregnant under that greaser blanket she wearing? Is it more that, what you call it, visualization technique?"
Susanna didn't know. She only knew that Mia was looking at her with suddenly narrowed eyes. She was doubtless picking up some of this monologue. How much? Not much at all, that was Susanna's bet. Maybe a word here and there, but mostly it was just quack. And in any case, Mia certainly acted like the baby's mother. Baby Mordred. It was like a Charles Adams cartoon.
"That she do," Dead amused. "She act like a mommy. She wrapped around it root and branch. You right about that much."
But maybe, Susanna thought, that was just her nature. Maybe once you got beyond the mothering instinct, there was no Mia. A cold hand reached out and seized Susanna's wrist.
"Who is it? Is it that nasty talking one? If it is, banish her. She scares me."
She still scared Susanna a little, in all truth, but not as much as when she'd first come to accept that Detta was real.